Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous, amazing, sexy people that I love. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you, but things are in overdrive. Lord have mercy. And thank you for all of your well wishes for Lanny. He's great. He's feeling wonderful. Everything's, you know, like back to normal. He's becoming his ornery self again. So that's all. Thank you for all your well wishes for him during the week. They were very, very appreciated. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. What are you doing? I'm having 26 orphans over, and we're throwing a big turkey and ham dinner, and it's you'll read it in my e-blast. It's become a tradition here for years and years and years. Anybody that doesn't have somewhere to go comes here. And it's just become a really lovely tradition of love that that we all get to share. The predictions webinar coming up in a week. Yes, it's 1 week from this Wednesday. Be there or be square. You don't want to miss predictions. It's pretty amazing. They're going to give you a little bit today, which actually I was kind of surprised about. And December 3rd, which is coming up, we will be rolling out the Christmas special, which is a half hour private for only $100. There are only 50 spots left, and they go like in the snap of a finger. So on your mark, get ready and go. So today, they wanted me to bring forward the information that right now, if you look at the news and the news feeds, everything looks like chaos. Everything appears negative and scary, and they want you to know and remind you to know your own truth, that everything is moving toward, and the highest word is freedom. Everything is moving toward, they won't even let me put more, extended is the highest word. Everything is moving toward extended freedom. And the best thing that we can do right now is to continually direct the balance of masculine and feminine energies in our own lives and for the country and for the world. The balance of masculine and feminine energies. Now, you remember, the feminine is your intuition, is your heart, is your guidance. The masculine is the power then to bring those into fruition. So you can be inspired, and if you don't have the power to bring that inspiration into manifestation, you're only halfway there. most of us actually do the opposite. We're out there doing without the feminine being in alignment and in place. And then they took me to core belief number 4, which is I don't know what I want and I give up trying, around being clear for your country and the world. What do we want? So here it is. I am the United States of America, or substitute your own country. And I am the world of love, peace, joy, communication, unity, integrity, truthfulness, honor, and clarity. Love, peace, joy, communication, unity, integrity, truthfulness, honor, and clarity. That's who I am. That is our clear direction to the universe to create all countries and the world in this definition. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. So I want to ask you today, is your life better? Do you see yourself moving forward? Do you experience yourself more in balance? Are you creating more of what you want? If you are doing this work and living this work, your answers should be yes. Okay? I'm not running a business here where we keep coming back week after week after week just so there's another place to come study this stuff. No, we're movers and shakers. We're creators. We're manifestors. That's who we are. That's what we do. And Bob's your uncle, as my mom used to say. Can I go to the calls? Okay, please have your question ready. The clearer you are about your question, the clearer the information. We're directing our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brains. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is, and we all claim. I am love, baby cakes. Okay, we be going to the callers, and we're off. All right, Susan, you've been on here forever. I'm going to take you first. What's up, honey?
I knew you were going to take me first. I just knew it. I love you so. I have been sick, physically sick, since last weekend, and this weekend I've been in bed, sick, throwing up. I'd like to know, what is around all this? I can't keep any food down. I don't know what's going on with my body. It's bizarre.
Everybody's balanced. The first thing that came in is you have the flu.
Really?
Have you been to a doctor?
I went to Dr. Rose on Monday, and she said I had something that was related to COVID because I was coughing and, you know, I just felt bad. And this weekend, I mean, I've been literally in bed.
I hear you, Susan.
It's no fun.
I hear you. But throwing up, as far as I know, throwing up is not a sign of COVID. So when you said COVID related, I get a yes.
Yes.
The flu is related to COVID. you know.
So, I do not like it. It's no fun.
No, I get that. And are you drinking a lot of fluids because they're saying you're dehydrated? If you're throwing up, you've got to drink a lot of fluids.
I've got water. I've brought a big bottle of water to my room so I can drink water consistently. But I was able to eat a peach yesterday. That was the only thing I could keep down. I tried eating an egg this morning. Forget that.
No, Susan, keep some saltine crackers. Saltine crackers and broth. And see, just
okay,
start
I'll do
there.
That.
But they want to talk about the energetic. It has something to do with your son.
Really?
Well, huh. Yes, yeah. It has to do with you punishing yourself, judging yourself.
I didn't know that.
And they're saying don't judge yourself for taking care of yourself and putting down not barriers but restrictions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
because
you know, he and I have had a falling out.
Yeah. And you're blaming yourself because the falling out happened because you said, you know, you got to step up here. I can't keep taking care of you, blah, 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 all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is what you needed to do. Now stop judging yourself for doing it.
Okay. So this is the flu. I don't get sick. This is so weird. Not fun at all.
Okay, so now when you say, now this is interesting, guys. Now when you say you have the flu, see, it goes to no.
Okay.
Because we brought to your consciousness. So... in other words, you can let it all go now. You can feel okay. You don't have to keep paying for taking care of yourself. Do you understand? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Keep me posted, will you? Saltines and broth. Okay. Goodbye. All right, Miss Phyllis in New Mexico, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee. When I did the work yesterday, what came in for me is, you know, we're on the four agreements. Don't take anything personally. I just want to get clarification, confirmation, because, you know, we do this work. Everything is energy. We direct the energy.
What's your question, Phyllis?
The question is, I had a phone consult with a photographer about doing a brand shoot for me, and there were just some oddities in our communication, and then her website crashed for a few days. I was kind of thinking, man, she's a little bit gruff or rude or short with me.
No, Phyllis, it's all about you. It's all about you moving forward.
Okay. I got that.
Okay. So, and I worked with another one of our community about being disrespected at work. And, you know, when any of that stuff is going on in our lives, it's a reflection of what we are feeling and creating and manifesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've got a theme going here already, guys. Phyllis, stop doing whatever you're doing, will you? Or take me off a speakerphone. Okay, thank you. So, you're judging yourself. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. If you weren't judging yourself, you would not see judgment coming at you from everybody else. Are we clear about that? Do you get that, Phyllis?
Yes. Yes, I did. And that's what I picked up. I needed to direct the
energy.
And I didn't.
Yeah, but it's your energy.
Yes.
And when I say you directed your energy, I get a no. See, you're trying to direct the energy to change what's outside of you. And what has to be in place for any manifestation, guys, is the frequency within us. So I am in total alignment of accepting and honoring myself.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Then the universe can send you experiences that match that. Okay?
I got it.
Okay,
you.
Good. Yeah, you bet, sweetheart. Good. That helps. Believe me, everybody, I love you too. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Okay, quick to the point, like you said.
Yeah, it's okay.
I've been having, I never ask about physical stuff here, but I've got two weird things happening. The last three nights in a row, when I get in bed to go to bed, only when I'm lay down, all of a sudden, you know, if you have a Barbie doll and you snap her leg off, how it kind of is rounded up over her hip? That entire
yes.
part that would be a Barbie leg, so rounded up over my hip and down below my knee, all of a sudden gets an excruciating ache. Like, it, I have a huge pain tolerance, but it almost brought me to tears last night. And then I just think there's nothing you can, I mean, you know, you need to just breathe through, love yourself, love your body, I love your legs. I do that, I go to sleep, and I wake up, and I'm fine. But every night there's excruciating pain, and I just can't even imagine what that is.
Hey, all right, take a breath. Take a breath. Fall into your body. They're taking me to a core belief. This page here. I'm scared to death to be here. And before you even started talking, Cheryl, it was like some big shift is happening in your life that you're afraid to walk into, because you walk into things energetically with your legs, right?
Right.
You walk forward with your hips. So what's up in your life that's somewhere where you want to go, something you want to accomplish or do, and you're in fear of walking into that power?
Okay, so the final threshold of knowing I am God, that this is absolutely all 100% fantasy, or does it make me nuts? You know, that would probably be what it is right there, because I'm giving the godness of me and the creation of me more than ever.
That's true. And many of us are experiencing all that final old scary energy transmission that's still happening from years and years and years and centuries of religious teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to remind all of you that God said these miracles and more will you do also. If we are going to do the miracles that we are sent here to achieve, we must embrace and accept our power and know that we are the powerful gods of us that are directing us to be safe and secure in all our power, because we're the gods that are creating ourselves that way. When I say there's anything higher, I get a no.
Okay, awesome. May I ask one more quick thing?
Sure.
Thank you. So similar thing, only longer, maybe for this week. I never, ever, ever get headaches, ever. And I notice it's like almost superficial, a pinpoint over my right eyebrow just outside of the arch. But it's very intense, like somebody's, you know, poking something sharp right there.
Okay. All right. I got it. So, guys, I want to make sure everybody realizes I'm not a doctor. Whatever reading I give you, I'm picking up energy, and it's an energetic reading. But I heard this about your hip and leg also. Cheryl, you need an adjustment. Do you have a chiropractor or an osteopath?
Neither.
Okay. Well, they're easy to find.
Sure. What specific type should I look for? I don't even know what an osteopath is. That's why I asked.
An osteopath is a licensed doctor who works on in a very soothing, calm way. A chiropractor cracks your bones. An osteopath is trained to manipulate your organs, your tissues, your bones. They work internally on everything.
Okay. Which do they recommend?
Actually, a chiropractor is fine for what you need.
Okay, cool.
And they also want to know that, yeah, that's interesting, because usually I get osteopaths. have you been having any sinus issues or allergies? Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you try steaming? You know, just put a pan of water on, or sleep with a steamer in the room, because a lot of this can be sinus.
Do they like neti pot every day?
Is that the highest question? Yeah, I get a yes on that.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much, Dee. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. You too, baby cakes. Andrew in Mumbai. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Oh my God. So much has been happening, and I've
good or bad, Andrew?
Well, let's just say it's making me get realigned in remembering that I have to go in the creation process, like you talked about in the call. A little bit of what you talked about, Phyllis, relates to me as well. So just so you know, I have to go back and listen to that portion of this call. I've decided to leave India, and I'm working to go move back to Switzerland.
Okay, and Andrew, wherever you go, there you are. So they want to give you a core belief that you need to get aligned within you. Here. 7:38. Okay, they're taking me to the core belief, I betray me, God betrays me. So we're the God of us. If we are betraying ourselves in any way, the God of us must betray us also, because the God of us follows our direction. Okay, so this is the highest way you are betraying yourself. Sheets. But give me a song, any song that pops in, please.
The Hills Are Alive, the Sound of Music song.
Okay. How can you align the joy in you more? Because right now, you're the frequency of worry.
Well, I've been like that for almost a month.
You know better than that.
Yeah,
you
I know
better. No. I'm not going to let you get away with that. To know and not to do is not yet to know. So if you know that you've been grinchy and unhappy and worrying, and worry is a negative prayer, as we know, then the world has got to match that. Guys, when are you going to get it? All begins within you. Everything begins within you, and then the outside world matches that. from the frequency that you have sent out. So how can you choose more joy, Andrew?
Well, by creating more of what I desire.
No. You create more by choosing joy. You see, you've got it bass backwards, as my mom used to say.
Wow.
You don't wait for the outside stuff to appear before you choose to be the frequency of joy, because the frequency of joy and love creates the outside stuff.
Yeah. No, I find that, like, when I've been in my apartment here, that's where my energy drops. But then when I go outside and I enjoy the beauty that's around, my heart is more joyful. And
that's a true
even
statement.
And it's like last week was Diwali here in India. I was going to want to come on the call, but I was like, you know, I want to enjoy it. And also there was fireworks going off, and so I didn't want anyone to hear it. And when I went out, I realized part of my problem was I wasn't creating other work for me, because I was relying on one, like my acting work here, and that's what was bringing me down. And I've chosen to step back, and also the weather here is not, it's a little bit too much for
okay
me.
All right, so Andrew, first of all, get some sage and sage your apartment. I'm not a big believer in that, but this is the second time I've been instructed to do or tell somebody that in the last month. Your apartment needs to be saged. Now, let's get clear, since I don't have a lot of stock in that. What? Oh, I see. So the action of saging your apartment brings you into consciously directing the energy to be clear and more positive. So it's like reading tarot cards. It's like prayer. It's like any tool that we use to direct the energy. And I want you to put all up all around your house post-its that say, Andrew, choose joy, with a little heart and a smiley face on it. Joy is a choice. You don't wait for something to show up to be joyful. The state of joy creates stuff showing up. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. One last question, because I know I've been on with you for a while.
Yeah.
And there's other callers. Because I haven't yet given notice to leave, what does the channel, you know, there's two ways. One, staying in India, or two, going to Switzerland. And I'm just wondering.
Switzerland is a higher choice for you.
Okay, yeah, because my family is there. That's another reason why. And for some reason, India gave me what I needed, and now Switzerland has drawn me there.
Yeah, it's pretty done, Andrew. You're pretty done there.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, do you mind if I share news about the passing of someone in our community?
No, not at all.
Just in case anyone is not aware, because I've known her since the beginning of the pandemic. Our dear friend Ann Kaufman, she passed away. So for anyone that has someone that's passed away, just send loving thoughts to anyone.
Yes. Yeah, Ann was with us for a long, long time. Another member of our community, Pat Laverty, passed.
And she created her passing. And she's a true testament of creating how, like, because when I met her, she kept talking about wanting to pass over, and she died very peacefully, from what our dear friend Mary told
yeah.
me. So.
Yeah, thank
anyway,
you.
Thank you so much, Dee. Okay?
Thank you,
bye.
Andrew. Yeah, thank you, sweetheart. Bye. Okay, Miss Gail in Nashville, you're on.
Hello, Dee. I am having a big adventure, which just falls into the joy. At our last private, I was trepidatious about going to Dallas, had a marvelous time, came back, started my journey back to Virginia yesterday, just outside Nashville. My tire pressure went down, found out that it's the wheel, which is not an easy thing to get, especially when everything's closed on Sunday. So did the work in the hotel and just thought, okay, this is about being open and not worrying about money, because everything that's happening now is about spending money. And then I was walking over to Starbucks, and there was this big sign that said, "And what are you thankful for?" And it was just bringing all this joy, and thought, I'm thankful for everything I can create and am creating.
Good for you, Gail. Good for you. Now, anything with a car, as you and I discussed, right? And I'm so
yes.
thrilled you had a great time because you were on the fence about going. Anything with a car, again, is getting where you want to go.
Yes.
So there's a last vestige of that they want to give you. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, Gail, please.
Field of Dreams.
Okay. If you build it, they will come. If you go, it will happen. If you get where you want to go, everything is created and people respond. It's a really clear message. There's still a part of you that thinks, if I get there, the universe may not be there for me in some way.
And that's why this, when I was doing the work last night and this morning, and I thought, today is a gift. Today's my day for really doing that deeper dive. What is it I want? And getting into alignment with that, and feeling the joy and the power of it.
Yes.
The energy of it. Yeah.
And it's within you.
Yep.
Okay. So if your car's not taking you where you want to go, there's some block in Gail that's saying, oh my God, I better go slow, or should I get there at all? You know that you're committed to getting there. So get there joyfully and powerfully, because you're already driving toward where you want to get to, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. All right. Just know again that you are the powerful God of you that gets there easily and successfully and completely.
Ooh,
and
I
joyfully.
Like that.
And joyfully. Okay. Got it?
Thank you. Love you.
Yep. I love you too. Oh, there's so much love here. All right. Who's at 415-416? You're on. 415-416. All right, I got to move on. Steven said he tried twice. Erin in Paris. Hi, baby.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. So nice to hear from you.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice. It's interesting that everybody started off with health things, because I've really been struggling with something. And
well, don't
love...
struggle. Don't struggle.
Okay.
Struggle is, yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay. I would love for the channel to give me some guidance. Looking for my words. Give me some guidance on why I have had this congestion cough for 2 months. And I've tested.
What are you grieving about, Erin? What are you grieving?
Nothing. I mean,
yeah, you are.
Nothing.
They're saying that it's something that's causing a confliction because you want to be there in Paris and you are, using your own words, struggling.
Well, does that mean that, you know, it's, I mean, I really can't breathe well, and that's scary.
Well, yeah.
So, I'm actually looking for practical as well as, I mean, I really don't see, I love being here. I'm happy here.
That's a true statement. And there's,
and I need to earn a living here, so I have to figure
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, that's where we're going. And that's what you're grieving about. And yes, they're saying, again, not a doctor, but they're giving me the word infection. So I would surmise that you probably have a sinus infection going on, in which case you need antibiotics and some medical help. So go get it.
Yeah. Well, I have an appointment on the 30th because the first doctor I went to wouldn't give me antibiotics. So, okay. Okay.
Why?
Because she said I didn't need them. And she didn't want to give me antibiotics. You know, hello, it's France. I love them, but geez.
I don't know what that means. They don't believe in medicine?
They do believe in medicine, and they don't overprescribe antibiotics, and
I can appreciate that.
I'm going to, but
not
to
when
doctor.
You need them. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My instinct was that it was an infection. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so it's a sinus as opposed to a lung infection?
Is that the highest question? Yeah, your lungs are being, It's not a infection like your sinus, but your lungs are being infected by all the shit from your sinus.
Okay.
That's draining, yeah.
Okay.
I just get it's a rather simple fix. You just need a doctor to help you fix it, Erin. And
okay.
And what you can do right now is, again, steaming and doing all that stuff that's, you know, neti pot, whatever you can do to help relieve your sinus is going to help. And steaming will also help your chest. And energetically.
Okay.
You need to choose to feel love and joy around money and making money.
Okay.
Because there's an element of grief about that that's creating this.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand? So
yeah, I do.
You can take medicine to fix it now. You might as well start directing what you need to direct to clear it up for good. Otherwise,
okay. It's
a Band-Aid, right?
Okay. Yes,
all right.
I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love you, babe.
Love you.
You bet.
Bye.
Lynn, what's up?
Hi, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fab.
Good. So, I feel like I've turned another corner in a good way.
Okay, take the word "I believe I have" and just say, I have turned another. Yep,
I have turned another corner. Yeah, a lot of in what you're talking about, catching myself directing my thoughts, and then also where am I feeling this, you know? And
yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of old trauma, crap that's been kind of bubbling up to the surface, and that's
okay, Lynn,
why...
let me stop you there. Let me address trauma with all of you. Trauma represents shit that happened to us.
Right.
Okay. That's our story.
Okay.
As you believe, it is delivered to you. If you continue to own the belief that your past story of trauma is holding you back, creating who you are, making things harder right now, that is the reality you live.
I got that.
As you believe. So it's a true statement that you are in the process of redirecting a lot of those beliefs, and they want to give you a core belief. This page here, here. Yeah, I'm scared to death to be here, and the rest of that is I'm scared to death to be here without my story, because without my story I don't have any excuse.
Wow, okay.
Boy, that resonates with me. I get exactly what they mean by that. Oh my God, if I own my own power, I can't blame it on astrology or my past or social media or my mate who doesn't want me to do something that I want to do. It all comes back to me.
Right.
And that's,
well, I have been
scary.
Yeah.
And I, it's our freedom. Okay, go ahead.
I get that. I had been having a few physical things happening for a while, and so
Lynn, physical things for you are how you betray yourself. I'm going to create something physical because that's a big part of my story, and it always has been ever since the day I met you, Lynn, in class.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done with it. I'm done with that story, and I'm done with the physical shit.
I am powerfully creating wellness and health everywhere in my life and in my being. That's who I am. I am the frequency of wellness and health. Mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally, that's who I am.
That's beautiful, and I am writing that down, posting it everywhere. I'm gonna.
And
I
have
feel like
fun
I'm right
with
on
it,
the
Lynn.
Edge of crossing that line.
No, let's just say I'm there and I'm complete.
I'm there. Thank you. I am there.
Okay.
And I am complete.
Otherwise, your brain sees you as still struggling to get there. No, you're
right.
There.
You're right. I'm
you
there.
You just have to do it.
And
yes.
It feels fantastic.
And yeah, you should hear the difference in your vibration from now and when you called. Go ahead.
Okay. My other question is, I have been asked to do a hosting job for somebody I worked for years ago on a car show. And a car-related show in January for 10
do
episodes.
It.
Yeah, I'm feeling like that's a great thing.
Do
okay.
It. That's the first thing. Just do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, happy Thanksgiving. I love you.
You too.
Love to
I love you
and everyone.
Too, baby. Thank you, honey. Bye. All right. Gosh, I thought I was going to get through everybody, but I'm not. Carmen, I know you called in last week too, honey. What do you need?
Hi, okay. I have four questions. I don't know if you have enough time.
Well, start with the first one because they're all interconnected.
Okay. On two different occasions in my life, I clearly hear a voice that gave me advice. But you say that if somebody's waiting for guidance from God or the angels, that he would be waiting forever. And I would
to
know.
But if guys, look, if you believe you are getting guidance, you're either getting guidance from your higher self and your subconscious that knows, or you can get guidance from what you fear. So if it's guidance that empowers you and makes you happy, it's your higher self. If it's guidance of, oh, don't go there, the boogeyman's going to get you, that's fear. That's fear guiding you, and you don't want that. And that literally, Carmen, is the answer to all four of your questions. Does this empower me and make me feel stronger and happier, or does it put me into fear where I lose my power? Because that's not what you want, is it?
No.
Okay. So I want you to get off and go look at each thing and ask yourself, am I positively powerful in my reaction to this, and am I creating around this what I want? Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. You've got this, Carmen. The biggest challenge you go through, sweetheart, is knowing that it's within you. Quit looking outside of you and know that everything starts within you. All right, baby. Happy Thanksgiving over there. Let's see. All right. Maybe I can get in one more. Ilka in Florida, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, sweetheart. I haven't been around for a while. Positive vibes and healing to your husband. I just heard that.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Ilka. What's your question, baby?
My question is, if you can tell me kind of what is that is kind of leftover, I clear and do everything that you teach and everything, but if you can tell me what
there's
is,
nothing
not to clean
there's
up.
Nothing there's nothing to clear, there's nothing to fix, there's nothing to do but focus on what you want and the joy and the love and the happiness around it. That's it, Ilka.
That's it. Okay.
Isn't that great news? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yep. Taking care of yourself, and I love you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm so thankful for all of you. I think I can. Okay. Val in New York, you're on. Val, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Thank you for taking. Thank you. I had to unmute everything on my phone.
All right. What's your question, babe?
I have two quick questions. One is, this is regarding a job. I applied to a job I wanted really badly. Think everything went really well. Was told I was going to hear. Friend of mine who works there said, how'd the interview go? She was told, well.
What's your question, Val?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Am I getting the job?
That's the highest question. I'm just checking that that's the highest question we can ask, and I get a yes. And I get a yes, and I don't know what this means, but they're saying, yes, you get the job, and it's not the job you think.
Hmm.
So they might be talking about you for a different job at the same place, or the creation process that you're doing around this job is bringing in another job. What you have to know and be clear about is that you are, in this moment right now, attracting mm-hmm. the perfect job for you that's going to make you really happy and create good money for you.
Well, that's good to know because it's a little long overdue. Not even the money is, not even about making a lot of money. It's more about getting a job. Because God knows.
Okay, well, that's Val, that's your story. In this moment right now, mm-hmm. you have a job.
Okay, so I have a job. Do you
understand?
I like that.
Okay, in this moment right now, that's what you're creating. Is the definition of that job that we just stated. Now, open your heart and feel a lot of love and joy around that, will you?
Yes, that I will definitely
yeah.
do. And I appreciate that.
There you
that.
Go. There you go.
And
okay.
My other question, if I may, and this is important to me, there's someone from my past who I'd like to reconnect with. And I'm wondering what you see around that. And as a friend,
okay, so you know you want to reconnect with them. So that's
yeah.
really not your question.
Okay, will
why
we reconnect?
Even,
how about that?
Well, no, the channel's saying, why are you even questioning reconnecting?
Because they're a fun and good person.
Okay, and you're not deserving of that?
No, I am. Yes, I am, I should say.
Okay. If you want to connect with somebody, why don't you connect with them?
That's right now it's on their end.
Really?
Yes.
When I say they know you want to reconnect with them, it goes right to no.
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
I mean, the channel is saying, there's something within you that wants to and doesn't want to. Okay, hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Page 1-5. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but it's not energy. I don't think I have enough courage to do this. So you've got to get that aligned within you, because why would you attract this person if you are sending out the vibe, I don't have the courage to be in this relationship?
I've already tried to reach out to them and they're a little hostile right now.
Val? That's
okay,
because you need to get you into alignment.
Oh.
What is it okay. in you that you need to bring in harmony and alignment so that they will be attracted to reconnecting with you?
I see what you're saying. Okay,
yes.
I get that.
You always look to yourself, guys.
Okay. So
okay.
Something within me that I need to maybe
yeah,
change up
the channel
or something.
Saying, you know what it is.
I do.
You,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
I have to think on this. Okay.
Well, don't think on it. Just go to your heart and say, I know, and I'm clear.
Okay.
What mm-hmm. is the fear? Well, there it is. The fear is they'll say no. So you're getting exactly what you're in fear of.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so change
that
my thinking.
Good.
And
change your life, yes.
Okay, that
okay,
I will do.
Baby. All right,
you
happy Thanksgiving.
Wonderful. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. All right. Deb, Wilma, Jean-Marie, again, I swear to God, email me your questions, because I know you were trying to get on last time, everybody. Email me those three people, email me your questions, and I will get back to you. We're late. Let's say it together loud and proud. Come on, own it. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.